轻了很多岁。
Perhaps you've noticed that I've cut my hair and I've grown younger.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be upon you, brothers and sisters.
好，我们今天的经文是在《使徒行传》的十五章三十六节到十六章的十五节。
And today our scripture is from Acts chapter 15, verse 36 to chapter 16, verse 15.
对，我原来给的题目是上帝的引领。
The original topic that I gave is the guidance of God.
但后来我想想还是把它改了，就改成在黑暗中的引领。
Then I changed it to guidance in darkness.
所以我们来一起来看这段经文。
Let's look at this section in scripture.
可以给我控制权吗？OK, 好。好，我们先回顾一下，在上次我们讲到，在十五章我们讲到耶路撒冷的大会。
Let's recap on chapter 15 in the Jerusalem Council.
那耶路撒冷大会我们讲到的缘由是以为就是说在安提阿教会里面有一批从耶路撒冷下去的犹太人，他们说你们如果不受割礼就不能够得救。
So the reason for the council is because a group of Judea, brothers from Judea went down to Antioch and they say unless you're circumcised, you're not saved.
所以安提阿的教会就决定差派就差派保罗和巴拿巴去耶路撒冷去为长老和使徒。
So the church in Antioch sent Barnabas and Paul to meet with the elders and apostles in Jerusalem.
所以就召开耶路撒冷大会，然后大会的决定就是在大会里面彼得发言然后我们看到雅各发言，最后大会有一个决定。
And so in the council, Peter and James both spoke and they have a verdict.
大会的决定就是说你们禁戒那个偶像的东西，然后勒死的动物，还有就是不能够吃血，也禁戒淫乱的事情。
And so they abstain, the verdict is that they advise the Gentile believers to abstain from animals being struggled with, from blood, from sexual immorality.
所以耶路撒冷的教会就差遣犹大和希拉陪着保罗和巴拿巴一起回到安提阿教会。
So the church in Jerusalem sent Judas and Silas together with Paul and Barnabas back to Antioch.
然后把耶路撒冷大会的决定告诉安提阿的教会。
And told the verdict of the council to the church in Antioch.
然后弟兄姐妹听到这个决定以后，心里面就很欢喜快乐。
And after the brothers and sisters have heard the verdict, they rejoiced.
所以我们今天的故事就是从这里开始。
So today the story starts from this aspect.
所以我们邀请大家起立，我们一起来读圣经。
Let's read the scripture and we invite you to stand with me.
我来读中文，弟兄姐妹读中文的还可以和我一起读。如果你要读英文，可以和 Moses 一起读。读英文的，请你对不起，请你自己打开圣经，好吧？我们前面可能会有英文圣经。好，《使徒行传》的十五章三十六节。过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：“我们可以回到从前宣传主道的过程，看望弟兄们景况如何。”巴拿巴有意要称呼带马可的，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利加，坚固众教会。保罗来到特底，又到路斯德。在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太妇人的儿子，他父亲却是希利尼人。路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他，保罗要带他同去，只以那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希利尼人，就给他行了割礼。他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带的地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往比推尼去。耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过门西亚，下到赫罗亚去。在夜间有异象显于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：“请你过来到马其顿来帮助我们。”保罗既看见这异象，
Immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, for who then God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, since Saul from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to
Philippi.
Which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. We remain in this city some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gates to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and sit. And she prevailed upon us.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们把你的话语仰望，交托在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you. We commit your words into your hands.
主啊，愿你来祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
主啊，愿你圣灵在我们的当中运行。
And may your spirit moves among us.
愿你的圣灵来膏抹孩子。
And may your spirit anoint the speaker.
主啊，愿你的圣灵来掌管孩子的口。
And that your spirit will take control of his lips.
让孩子在你面前能够放胆地传讲你的话语。
They may be bold in proclaiming your word.
主啊, 感谢赞美你, 听我们的祷告, 奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Oh Lord, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好, 大家请坐。
Please be seated. Amen.
好, 今天我们, 这是我们今天的大纲, 我们首先会讲到保罗和巴拿巴的分裂。
Today, this is the structure of our sermon. First, we'll talk about the separation of Paul and Barnabas.
我们然后会讲到他们回访加拉太地区的教会, 在当中拣选了提摩太。
And we'll talk about the visitation of the churches and the choosing of Timothy.
然后我们会讲到圣灵的禁止以及圣灵的带领。
And we'll talk about the forbidden of the Holy Spirit and its guidance.
然后最后我们有个总结和反思。
And we have a conclusion and a reflection upon it.
那首先我们会讲保罗和巴拿巴的分裂。
First, we'll talk about the separation between Paul and Barnabas.
所以当保罗和巴拿巴他们回到安提阿的教会之后,
when Paul and Barnabas returned back to the church in Antioch,
然后过了一些日子, 然后保罗就对巴拿巴说, 他说我们在第一次旅行布道当中我们所建立的教会, 那么现在让我们回去, 再去到这些教会里边看看弟兄姐妹怎么样。
So after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us return and visit the brothers in the city that we have proclaimed the word of the Lord.
所以他们就想回去再去看看他们第一次所建立的教会，包括那个安在比西底的安提阿教会、以哥念，还有路斯德的教会。
So they wanted to go back to the areas that they have visited in Derbe, Lystra, and also in Pisidia, Antioch.
那么这个时候，巴拿巴就想去带他的表弟马可一起去。Now
Barnabas wanted to take his cousin, which is Mark.
这个马可就又被称作约翰。
And he's called John.
我们知道马可在第一次旅行布道的时候，他随着巴拿巴和保罗一起来到那塞浦路斯。We
know that Mark followed Paul and Barnabas in the first missionary journey to Cyprus.
但是在塞浦路斯的时候，马可就离开他们回到耶路撒冷去了。But
in Cyprus, Mark abandoned them and returned back to Jerusalem.
我们不知道圣经上没有告诉我们原因，但是从这里保罗的反应，我们大概可以猜测马可是一位当时的环境的艰苦。
The Bible didn't tell us the reason that he left them, but over here we can see from Paul's reaction that it's probably because of the suffering that he was going through and he left them.
So, 所以这个时候巴拿巴就想带马可与他一同去，但是保罗在这个事情上保罗不同意。
So now Barnabas wanted to take Mark again with them, but Paul disagreed.
然后在圣经里面就说他们两人起的争论甚至是彼此分开。
The Bible says there arose a sharp disagreement so that they separated from each other.
我们可以想象当时的这个争论是非常激烈的。You
can imagine that the disagreement is huge.
然后最后巴拉巴就带着马可然后到那个塞浦路斯去。So
eventually Barnabas took Mark and went back to Cyprus.
根据教会历史的就是巴拿巴以后很多的侍奉都是在塞浦路斯这个岛上。So
according to church tradition, a lot of Barnabas' ministry ends up in Cyprus.
那最后他也在这里殉道。And
then he was martyred in Cyprus.
那保罗就拣选了希拉，我们知道这位希拉是从耶路撒冷教会派遣下来的。And
Paul then chose Silas, who was sent by the Jerusalem church.
那保罗拣选了希拉和他一同去。
And Paul chose Silas to go with him.
所以他们走遍了这个叙利亚和基利加这里的教会。
And went through Syria and Cilicia.
这里是不是太小了？我们可以在这里看到，这个叙利亚是在这一块。
You can see the Syria is over there. And the church of Antioch is over there and Cilicia.
这是那个基利加。
This is Cilicia.
这些地方都是按照罗马的行政省。
And all these are provinces of the Roman Empire.
Okay.所以我们在这里看到是一个很令人很惋惜的一个分裂。
So we see a regrettable separation.
但是在这个当中，我们每个人都有每个人的原则。
But in this disagreement, everyone has their own principle.
我们知道，对保罗来说，保罗知道这个宣教就是一场战争，对不对
？We know that to Paul, mission is like a war.
我们可以在他后面的书信里面看到，他说我在打这一场美好的仗。
And you see from his epistle that he's fighting a war.
他还告诉我们说，我们是基督的这个精兵。
He said that we are soldiers for Christ.
所以对保罗来说，你一个在战场上一个逃兵的来说，他对他来说，他很难就是说让你再能够参加到这样的一个战争中去。
So to Paul, a person who have abandoned their post, it's hard for him to recruit back again.
但是对巴拿巴说，巴拿巴是一个很 nice 的人。
But to Barnabas, Barnabas is a very nice person.
我们知道巴拿巴被称为劝慰子，对不对
？We know that he's called the son of encouragement.
为什么被称为劝慰子
？Why was he called the son of encouragement?
因为他很能够去安慰别人。
Because he's good at comforting others.
所以我们可以知道他是一个非常 nice 的人。
So he's a very nice person.
当保罗第一次去耶路撒冷的时候，没有人敢接待保罗，就是巴拿巴接待他。
When Paul first came to Jerusalem, nobody there to approach him, but Barnabas did.
当安提阿教会建立的时候，耶路撒冷教会就差遣巴拿巴去。巴拿巴到了安提阿之后，然后去到大树把保罗找过来与他同工。
The church, when the church of Antioch was being planted, the church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas, and Barnabas saw Paul in Tarsus.
那在第一次旅行布道当中，巴拿巴和保罗一起去，巴拿巴从来不说话，都是保罗在那里讲话。
And so when Paul and Barnabas went on the first missionary trip, Barnabas never spoke, only Paul was speaking.
那不是 never spoke， 这不是从来不讲话，他很少讲话。所以我们可以看到巴拿巴是一个非常 nice 的人。
He spoke very rarely, and he's a very nice person.
所以他对别人很包容。很接纳，所以很愿意给马可再一次的机会。
He's willing to give Mark another chance.
那在这里谁对谁错，我们不知道。
So who's right and wrong here? We do not know.
因为我们得到的信息太少。
Because we have too few information.
但是我们在最后，在后面我们看到，就是说马可最后成了保罗很重要的一个同工。
But eventually we see that Mark became a very important coworker for Paul.
保罗在后面的书信里面都会提到他。
And in the later epistles, Paul always mentioned Mark.
保罗在哥罗西书里面提到马可，巴拉巴的表弟马可是他的同工。
And in the epistle of Colossians, Paul mentioned that Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, is his coworker.
然后在腓利门书也提到他我的同工马可。
And in Philemon, he called Mark his coworker.
然后在提摩太后书里面是保罗在罗马的监狱里面，在罗马的地牢里面写的最保罗写的最后一卷书。
And the Second Timothy, which is the last epistle that Paul wrote in prison.
保罗说所有的人都离开我去了。
Paul said everybody has left me.
独有路加在我这里。
Only Luke is with me.
保罗对提摩太说你来的时候要把马可带过来。
And Paul told Timothy when you come bring Mark with you.
因为他在传道的事上与我有益。
Because he is good to me in the preaching of the gospel.
所以我们可以看到马可后来成为保罗一个重要的同工。
So we see that Mark became an important co-worker of Paul later on.
那保罗后来自己在以弗所书里面，以弗所书是他在他第三次旅行布道之后在罗马的监狱里面写的。
And so in the epistle of Ephesians which Paul wrote in the third missionary journey in a Roman prison.
保罗在以弗所书的第四章里面说我为主被囚的劝你们。
And in Ephesians 4, he says, I exhort you.
我为主被囚的劝你们在凡事上要什么
？I exhort you to.
在凡事上要怎么？大家有没有记得这段经文？在凡事上要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相的宽容。
I exhort you to be in humble, in humility, in gentleness, and in patience in all things.
用和平来彼此联络，竭力来保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And with peace to maintain the unity that the Spirit has given.
我想保罗在写这段经文的时候，他可能想到他与巴拉巴在当初的一个分裂。
I think that when Paul was writing this section of scripture, he was thinking about the separation between him and Barnabas.
然后经过这么多年，他再去回想的时候，他在这里头看重的是什么
And after so many years, what he's focusing on is?
看重的是用和平来彼此联络，即用竭力，竭力来保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And he's focusing on peace and maintaining this unity.
所以在这里看到就是说，在主里面的合一，在主里面的爱，在主里面的彼此接纳。
And so we see here the unity in the Lord, the love and the acceptance in the Lord.
所以保罗和巴拿巴的这个分裂，他们之间的这个冲突并不是 fundamental 的，并不是核心的。
And so the separation, the principle between separation of Paul and Barnabas is not fundamental.
并不是关系到就是这个整个基督教的信仰是不是崩溃还是不崩溃的问题。
It does not concern the central tenets of the Christian faith.
其实在这也不是很和谐的这争论上面，其实大家只要能够互相的包容，互相的退让，在寻求在主里面的合一。
And on these things which are not essentials, actually, as long as we can accommodate one another and be united in the Lord.
所以保罗在后来回想这件事情的时候，他就提到，就是我们要凡事的谦虚，凡事的温柔，凡事的忍耐，用爱心互相的宽容。
So when Paul talks about thought about these things, he wants them to be humble and with patience and with love.
我想他在写这句话的时候，他可能脑子里面出现的是巴拿巴的样子。
When he was writing this, perhaps he was thinking of Barnabas.
所以这里在告诉我们，就是说，在一些不重要的事情上面，弟兄姐妹，在我们教会里面一些不重要的，不是关于到教义、核心教义这些上面。我们要互相的包容，对吧？互相的忍耐。
So brothers and sisters, on the things that are not fundamentals and essentials in the Christian faith, we ought to be accommodating.
我们又退一步又如何？
What else if we suffer some loss?
对，不要在这些事情上面非要就是争的，非要就是说要争强，不要在这些事情上非要争强好胜。
Let's not just win the argument on these non-essentials.
要竭力的来保守圣灵合而为一的心。
And we are to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
好，我们刚才提到，就是说，那个保罗就拣选了希拉，所以他们在叙利亚、在基利加这两块地方，他们来走访教会。
And so Paul chose Silas, and they went through Syria and Cilicia over here.
然后走访教会之后，他们就到加拉太地区，这罗马的行政省加拉太地区。然后我们再知道，在这里知道，就是以格念教会和路斯德都是在安提阿，都是在加拉太这块地方。
So after Cilicia, they went to the province of Galatia. We know that the church in Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe, they are all in the province of Galatia.
所以他们到这个路斯德这个地方啊，是路斯德吗？看看，对，他们到路斯德的地方碰见了一个人，一个门徒叫提摩太。
They came to Lystra and they found a disciple named Timothy.
那么提摩太在路斯德和以格念这个地方，他有一个非常好的名声。
And in the region of Lystra and Iconium, Timothy has a very good reputation.
他的爸爸是希腊人，他的妈妈是犹太人。
His father is a Greek and his mother is a Jew.
然后在这个附近这个地方的周围的弟兄姐妹都称赞提摩太。
And all the brothers and sisters around that area all praise Timothy.
所以保罗在这里见到提摩太以后就非常喜欢他。
So Paul, when he met Timothy there, he was pleased with him.
所以他就想带着提摩太与他同行。
He wants to bring Timothy along with him.
所以，但是这个提摩太有一个问题，就是说他的爸爸是希腊人，他的妈妈是犹太人，他没有行割礼。
But Timothy has a problem here because his father is a Greek and his mom is Jew. He was not circumcised.
那么在这个我们在这里看到，在第三节看到，就保罗就知道他以为那个地方的犹太人知道他的爸爸是希腊人，所以就给提摩太行了割礼。
And so in verse 3 say, Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him and took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places.
那我们在看到这句话的时候，我想弟兄姐妹可能心里面有些疑惑。
Now when you see this verse, you may have some doubt or questions in your heart.
不是刚刚在耶路撒冷大会里面决定那个割礼不行割礼不行割礼不重要吗？
Didn't we just mention that, well, circumcision or non-circumcision is not that important in the council?
然后你看第四节，然后他们又把耶路撒冷大会使徒和长老决定的条规交给门徒遵守。
And then in verse 4, it says that they said they delivered to them the observance decisions that they reached by the apostles and elders.
如果割礼行割礼不行割礼不重要，为什么要给提摩太行？
Now, if circumcision or non-circumcision is not important, why does Paul circumcise Timothy?
So, 在这里为什么我们要去思考这个问题？
We have to ask this question, why?
因为我们要想到当时的环境，就是一个方面是犹太人的信徒，另一个方面是外邦人的信徒。
And we have to think of the situation, then there's the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians.
但是提摩太他是一半是犹太人一半是外邦人。
But Timothy, he's half Jew and half Gentile.
所以为了让提摩太忘了 为了让这个主的工作神的工作能够更好的进行为了让犹太人这些犹太人不去反对反对提摩太所以就给提摩太行了隔离。
So in order for the advancement of the gospel so that the Jews will not trouble Timothy, Paul circumcised him.
所以在这里我们看到就是说虽然保罗知道那个行割礼不行割礼并不重要但是保罗还是选择了一个退步给提摩太行割礼。
So even though Paul knew that whether circumcised or not is not that important, he still circumcised Timothy.
这就我们想起保罗在哥林多前书第八章所说的那样虽然我知道那个祭偶像的食物算不得什么吃也无妨不吃也无妨。
So in 1 Corinthians, we know that Paul says that even though I know that the food sacrificed to idol is not anything to be rendered, I can eat or don't eat it.
但是保罗还是说为了弟兄的缘故为了弟兄良心的缘故所以我宁愿不吃肉。
But Paul says, for the conscience of my brothers, I would rather not eat.
所以在这里我们又看到一个还是看到一个相同的原则一个合一的原则。
So we see this principle of unity over here again.
所以在这不重要的事情上保罗宁愿选择去让步。
So on these things which are non-essentials, Paul rather just take a step back.
为了合一的缘故，宁愿选择去退步。
For the sake of unity, take a step back.
但在这个事情上，另一个原因，因为提摩太一半是犹太人，一半是希腊人。
Now because Paul, Timothy was half Jew and half Gentile.
所以对他来说，按照犹太人的传统也可以，就按照外邦人的传统也可以。
So to him, he can go according to the Jewish tradition or according to the Gentile tradition.
但是为了在主的工作，所以宁愿按照希腊犹太人的传统。
So for the advancement of God's work, he circumcised.
如果提摩太是完完全全的一个希腊人，他保罗就不会让他去行割礼。
If Timothy is a pure Greek, he will not circumcise him.
所以在这里，他拣选了提摩太。
So here he chose Timothy.
对，我们再看这张图，在这里，在这个路斯德的地方拣选提摩太，然后跟着他又到这个安提阿。
And from here we see that from Lystra he chose Timothy and then went to Pisidia and Antioch.
然后在这里的时候就，然后保罗他就想去这个亚细亚，这个亚细亚的行政省，保罗想去亚细亚去传道。
And so from Pisidia and Antioch he wanted to go into Asia, the province of Asia.
然后我们知道亚细亚的有几个教会的话在启示录里面都提到就是启示录里面的七个教会全在亚细亚。
And we know that in Revelation, the seven churches in Revelation are all in the province of Asia.
那以弗所教会、士美拿教会、Pergamum, 还有这个推拉教会、萨迪教会、Philadelphia 教会、老底加教会都在这里还有哥罗西教会都在这里。
So the church of Ephesus, Smyrna, Sardis, Thyatira, Pergamum, Philadelphia, Colossae is all there in Asia.
但是保罗第二次旅行布道的时候，这里的教会还没建立。
But in the second missionary journey, the churches here are not built yet.
所以保罗在这里的时候，他想往这个西边去，到亚细亚，然后去传道。
And so Paul, when he was at Pisidia and Antioch, wanted to enter into Asia to preach the gospel there.
但在圣经上却告诉我们，圣灵却不允许他去。
But the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has forbidden them to.
所以保罗在这里就往上走，沿着佛吕加。这你看到这里没有佛吕加。佛吕加原来是在这里是一个国家，但是罗马统治这块地方之后，把佛吕加分成两块，然后一部分属于亚细亚，一部分属于加拉太。
And so he went through Phrygia, which is in between Asia and Galatia, a part which has been separated by the Roman Empire.
所以他沿着这个佛吕加、加拉太的地方往上走，然后到这一块叫米西亚。
So he went through Phrygia and came to Mysia.
然后在米西亚的时候，他就想往这个 Bithynia 去。
And in Mysia, he wanted to go into Bithynia.
Yeah, 比推尼，他想往比推尼去，但是在这个时候，圣灵又拦阻了他，不让他去。
But over there, the Holy Spirit forbidden them again.
所以我们在这里看到的时候，保罗想往这里传道不行，想往这里传道也不行，那保罗怎么办呢？
So over there, when Paul wanted to go west, he was forbidden. Wanted to go east, he was forbidden. So what should he do?
所以他在这个时候就看到这个城市叫特罗亚。
So at this point he was at Troas in this city.
那特罗亚是一个很重要的城市，因为你看到这个城市是在连接爱琴海和这个北海之间的一个重要的港口城市。
So Troas is a very important city between the two sea, the Aegean Sea.
所以它有非常重要的战略意义。
So it has a very important military use.
所以它是一个商业中心。
It is also a business hub.
所以保罗就想到这个城市里面来。
So Paul wanted to come to Troas.
但是在这个城市里面，我们也看到保罗也没有办法来开展他的事工。
But even in Troas, he could not start his ministry over there.
所以保罗，我看到在这一段的经历当中，保罗是四处碰壁，对不对？往米下去碰壁，往北想到比特尼去也碰壁，然后到特罗亚的时候也没有门给他打开。
So you see that Paul is facing with all kinds of blockades. He cannot go east or west or even in Troas.
所以我们在这里看到，好像是保罗是四处碰壁，他要到处去寻找机会去传福音，但是没有门向他打开。
It's as if he wanted to preach the gospel, and his opportunity was blocked one after another.
对他来说，就好像是行在黑暗当中。
And to him, it's like walking in the darkness.
那就像我们所说的是摸着石头过河，对不对
？Just like what we say, the modern time is past.
I don't know how to translate. 对，摸着石头过河，就是当我们过河的时候，然后因为那个石头都是在水面下面，所以不知道你要踩哪块石头，你只能一个一个去试。
Ah, so it's like us passing the river, but we do not know what the stones are like at the riverbed, and we have to test it one by one.
但是在特洛亚的时候，在这里的时候，保罗在夜间就看到一个异象。
But in Troas at night, he saw a vision. Paul saw a vision.
然后有一个马其顿人。
There is a man from Macedonia.
站着来请求他说，过来帮助我们。
Came and appeared to Paul and urged him and saying, "Come to help us."
所以保罗听到这个异象以后，然后立即圣经上说，他立即就坐船就往马其顿去。
And when Paul had seen the vision, the Bible said immediately they sought to go into Macedonia.
所以他从这个特洛亚坐船到这 Samothrace, 然后到 New Pauli, 然后最后到菲利比。
And so he took a boat to Samothrace and Neapolis and ended up in Macedonia.
然后菲利比是马其顿第一大城市，第一重要的城市。
So he came to Philippi, which is the first important city in Macedonia.
然后在菲利比这个城市里面，神就给他开了这个大门。
And in Philippi, the Lord opened a way for him.
终于是那个拨开云雾见日出了，对不对
？So finally he can see the sunlight at the end of the tunnel.
所以我们再来思想这一段保罗的经历。
And let us reflect upon this experience of Paul.
那么在这段经历当中，保罗是四处碰壁，他好像行在黑暗当中，他不知道神在哪里要为他开路。
And in this experience, Paul is like being led in the dark. He didn't know where to go.
所以他想去亚细亚去。然后神给他关门了。
He wanted to go Asia, but God forbid it.
这里说圣灵不许，但我们不知道具体是怎么样的一种方式，圣灵不许他去米。
And Bible says it was forbidden by the Holy Spirit, but we don't know what concrete way were they forbidden.
但很有可能的就是说，他在那边遇到很多的抵挡，他没有办法在那里传福音。
Perhaps he was there and he was faced with a lot of opposition. He couldn't preach the gospel there.
然后他想向北去到那个比推尼，但是到比推尼那边他也没有办法去。
He wanted to go into Bithynia in the north, but he was forbidden again.
所以，如果我们是保罗的话，如果我们把我们自己放在保罗这个位置上面的话，我们会去想一想，我们是不是会非常的 frustrated?
So if we put ourselves in the shoes of Paul, will we be very frustrated?
所以他后来想去那个特罗亚，但是到特罗亚去，神也没有给他开门。
Then he wanted to go to Troas, but God did not open a way in Troas as well.
所以在这一段的经历，我就想的分享是的以赛亚书的50章10到11节。
So over here, I would like to share with you Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10 to 11.
这个是我从我的太太那里得到的亮光。
Is some enlightenment I will share from my wife.
以赛亚书的50章10到11节。
And in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10 through 11.
在这里说，你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华、听从他仆人之话的呢
？He says, "Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of His servant?"
你们谁是敬畏耶和华、听从主耶稣基督的话的呢
？Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们以为这个人会行在光明当中，对不对
？And we thought that this person will walk in the light.
但是让我们很震惊的是，这里在说这个人是行在暗中。
But over here it says, "Let him who walks in darkness."
行在黑暗里面没有亮光。
He is walking in darkness with no light.
什么叫行在黑暗里面没有亮光，没有光，一点光都没有
？What does it mean to walk in darkness with no light?
那就是在晚上，你出去的时候，你伸出手，你看不到你的手。
That is to say, when you go out at night, you can't even see your fingers before you.
我们可以想象一个人，他行在这样的黑暗当中，没有一点光都没有的黑暗当中，他知道往哪里走吗？
You can imagine if you are trapped in this darkness, do you know where to go?
如果我们是这样的，是我们是这样的，我们根本就不知道往哪里走。
If we are trapped in such darkness, we do not know which direction to take.
但是这个人他是追，但是圣经上却说，敬畏耶和华、听从他仆人之话的人，这个人是行在这个暗中没有亮光。
But the Bible says, "It is he who fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant. He walks in darkness."
对，是没有亮光，但是他只有紧紧抓住主的手。
But he trusts in the name of the Lord.
但没有光，那是只有一个，就主的手在牵引着。
He has no light, but he has the hand of God guiding him.
那主的手牵着他的手在走。
And God's hand is holding his hand. 可
他自己不知道要往哪里去的。
He doesn't know where to go himself.
但是他知道，他只知道一件事情，就是紧紧抓住主的手，主带他走到哪里，他就走哪里。
But he knew one thing, and that is to hold onto the hand of God and he follow his guidance.
所以这就是敬畏耶和华的人的光景。
This is the person who fears the Lord.
然后我们在十一节看到一个相反的事情，他说你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，用火把围绕自己来照亮你们周围的。
And those is in verse 11, you see all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches.
但是这个结局是什么样子？
But what is your end?
那个耶和华在这里，这是我所定的，你们必躺在悲惨当中。
And the Lord said, this you have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment.
所以我们在这里看到这句话给我们的与我们的经历与我们的想象是完全不一样的。
So these words are like the opposite end of our experience.
在我们想象中，神对我们的带领就好像是在那个航行在海里，黑夜里航行在海里，你看到前方的灯塔，给你指明一个方向，对不对？
To us, the guidance of the Lord is like the lighthouse or a light in the darkness when you are voyaging in the ship, and you can see.
所以我们就可以朝着那个灯塔的方向去航行。
And then we can go according to the light.
所以这是我们想象的。
This is what we imagined.
前几天，上一星期有一个朋友来访问我，
and,
大家有很多人也都见到他。
Last week, a friend of mine visited me. Some of you have met him.
他是一个非常优秀的人。
And he is a very great guy.
从世界的眼光，他很优秀。
And from the eyes of the world, he is a very successful man.
我想就是说，从这个我们属灵的来看，他也很优秀。
And even from a spiritual perspective as well, he is good.
因为他从很早以来，他就想有这个，一直有这样的。又一直有这样的感动，想要做全职。
Because even from a very young age, he has this moving to want to serve full time.
在他的想象当中的话，神对他的带领就是这样，就好像是在就好像是在黑夜里面航行在海里的船一样，看到那个灯塔一样，这是神对他的带领。
And in his imagination, the guidance of the Lord is just like the lighthouse in a night of voyage on a ship.
但是这次他来，他来访问我，他为什么来访问我
？But this time when he came to visit me, the reason being.
因为他有点迷茫，他想去走一走，想去明白神对他的带领是什么。
The reason being he was a bit lost and he wanted to go out for a trip.
因为神给他带领却完全就不一样，神却带领他去，神带领他然后去一个大学里面去教书。
The guidance of the Lord on him is different. They led him to teach in university.
那这个带领是非常明显的。
And this guidance is very clear from the Lord.
因为在这个过程当中有很多的神迹奇事。
Because
在这发生的，对。
Even in the process, there are many miracles that happen.
所以，但是他这个带领给他就是心里面的感动是没有办法一致的。
But the moving in his heart is not changed.
因为他觉得是他想去，他要去做全职。
Because he feels that he's moved to be serving full time.
但是神这个明显的带领却去带领他去大学教书。
But God guide him to teach in university.
所以按照他的理解来说，他没有办法去理解。
So according to his reason, it's hard for him to understand.
因为他觉得神的带领就是那个灯塔在指引他的方向。
Because he thinks that the guidance of the Lord is like the lighthouse leading him.
所以我就把这段经文分享给他。
So I share this section of scripture with him.
所以这段经文告诉我们，神的带领不是那个灯塔指引我们的方向。
This section of scripture tells us that the guidance of the Lord is not like the lighthouse.
神对我们的带领是什么？神是用他的手来搀拿着我们的手，一步一步的带领我们。
God leads us with His hand, step by step.
神不是给你一个方向，让你去朝那个方向去努力。
God does not give you that direction for you to walk towards.
神是让我们每天，我们每时每刻都依靠他。
God wants us to rely and depend on Him day by day.
神不是说给我们一个目标，让我们去完成那个目标。
And God doesn't give us a goal so that we can accomplish it.
神是要让我们在每天与他的关系当中，能够享受与他的这个亲密。
God wants us to enjoy the intimacy that we have with Him every day.
神是让我们每时每刻都在这个对他的依赖当中，能够去经历他。
And God wants us to experience Him in our dependence on Him every day.
所以我们在这里看到保罗的带领也是类似的。
And so we see that how God guides Paul similarly.
所以保罗他有他自己的计划。
Paul has his own plan.
他想去米西亚，他想去亚西亚。
Paul wanted to go to Asia.
他想去比推尼。
He wanted to go to Bithynia.
他想去特罗亚。
He wanted to go to Troas.
但是圣灵都没有给他开门。
But the Holy Spirit didn't open any way for him.
所以他就好像是一个人行在黑暗里面，到处碰壁。
So he's like a person in the dark and just being blocked everywhere.
但是在特罗亚的时候，那么神给他异象，向他显现，要带领他去马其顿去传福音。
By Troas, God gave him a vision to go to Macedonia.
所以这是今天我们要去思考的这个问题，有神对我们的带领。
This is the guidance that we ought to ponder upon today.
所以很多的时候，我们以为神给我们的带领是神给我们一个方向。
Many times we think that God gives us the guidance in the direction.
但是在这段经文里面却告诉我们说，神给我们的带领是神让我们时时刻刻的去依靠他。
But over here, the guidance that is being shown is that we are to depend on Him every single moment.
神让我们与他同行。
God wants us to be with Him, walk with Him.
好，我们最后来总结我们今天所讲的东西。
And finally, let us conclude on this message.
所以我们在这里看到保罗的第二次旅行步道。
You see that the second missionary journey of Paul here.
然后他从叙利亚出发，然后通过到基利加，然后到加拉太，然后最后穿过米西亚到特罗亚。
And so from Syria went up to Cilicia, went through Galatia, and then went through Troas to Macedonia.
然后最后从特罗亚他领受异象，然后到马其顿去传福音。
And from Troas, then he went over to Macedonia.
在这当中，我们看到，就是说，我们看到这个合一的一个重要性。
We see that the importance of unity over here.
就如果不是一个很核心的问题的话，在这里的话，我们要竭力来追求在主里面的合一。
So if the problem is not of essentials, let us pursue unity.
那第二点，我们看到神对我们的带领的方式。
And second, we see the guidance of the Lord in the way that God guides.
这个可能跟我们很多人的理解是不一样的。
Perhaps it's very different from our expectations.
我们的理解是神给我们一个方向。
Our expectation is that God gives us a direction.
但是圣经上却告诉我们说，神让我们去时时刻刻的依靠他。
But the Bible tells us to depend on Him every single day.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们希望通过这段经文，我们能够学习怎样去寻求神。
And so, brothers and sisters, let us know how to look and seek for God through this scripture.
怎样去依靠神
？To depend on Him.
这个并不是说我们不要去做计划。
This does not mean that we do not plan at all.
我们可以靠着我们的智慧去做计划。
We can plan according to our wisdom.
但是我们要知道，我们的计划要时时刻刻要降服在神的这个变化当中。
But we need to know that our plans have to submit to the change in God.
因为神对我们的带领是每天每时每刻的带领。
Because God's guidance for us is a daily thing.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你在这段经文当中，主啊，你给通过保罗的这样的一个经历，给我们看到合一的一个重要性。
We give thanks to you that through the experience of Paul in this section of Scripture, you teach us the importance of unity.
保罗在他第三次旅行步道结束之后，在写给以弗所书的教会里面说，我们要用和平彼此联络，要竭力的保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And Paul in his letter to the Ephesians tells us that we are eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们看到保罗经过这么多的事情，主啊，他最后所看为重要的是什么？
And we see that all that Paul had experienced, the last thing that he deemed as important is,
主啊，也让我们学习保罗能够在，让我们学习能够在圣灵里面追求合一。
And let us also learn to pursue unity in the Spirit.
主要我们 也通过在这段的经文当中，我们看到保罗的这个经历，我们也看到你对保罗的带领。
And through this scripture, we also see the experience of Paul and your guidance upon him.
特别是在以赛亚书的五十章十到十一节，让我们看到主啊，跟随你的人就好像行在黑暗当中。
Especially in Isaiah 50, we see that the man who fears the Lord is like a person who walks in the dark.
没有光
，no light.
我们看不到方向
，and there's no direction.
但是你的手搀拿着我的手
，but your hand is holding on to our hands.
我们不知道要往何处去，但是我们知道每日每刻随时的依靠你。
We do not know where to go, but we know that daily we are to depend on you.
因为你就是我们的方向。
Because you are our direction.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.